Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Where'd you grow up? Start rambling. Where'd you grow up?
7139 Bales.
What was your...
Kansas City, Missouri. 64133.
What was your childhood like?
Boring.
Boring.
Played baseball with the kids across the street.
With Velton. With Velton, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who are your favorite relatives?
Don't have any relatives.
Back then.
Back then.
Yeah.
Tom.
What about your grandma? You said you liked her.
Yeah.
Did she do the arm thing on your arm?
A tattoo?
No, the arm thing on your arm. The wiggle on your arm? You said your grandma used to do that.
The what?
Wiggle on your arm. She'd touch your arm and wiggle.
Oh.
Remember that?
No.
Oh, well, you told me that. Do you remember any of the stories they used to tell you?
Other than the, the one where her dad was the first doctor east of the in Kansas.
In Kansas.
In Kansas. And then her dad was the first.
Lucky.
Her dad was the first KU grad from.
First KU grad.
Yeah. From, KU. Actually, he was the first one that had an ice cream parlor and he had an ice cream shop. And his, his sister, special needs sister, panicked and her sister needs panicked and he ran. He said, go back into the shop and get this stuff so that I can, survive, and she panicked.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He died of an allergy attack outside, right?
Yeah, he died of not of an allergy attack, but just I guess it would be an asthma attack.
Yeah.
Outside. then they still have the house there on Cemetery Road.
In Eudora.
In Eudora.
Do you remember what was going through your head when you first saw me?
When I first saw you?
Yeah, when you helped take me out in the C-section.
Oh. Yeah, he and the nurse just clean you up and what's her name? Marilyn Thomas got upset because she wanted to be the first to hold you instead of me to hold you. Excuse me, I was there.
What did you do for a living?
Janitor.
That was your first job. What was your second?
Janitor.
And then the military.
Janitor.
Oh my God, quit. And then you joined the military.
Yeah, where I was a janitor.
Oh my God, you were more than a janitor.
Well, I was a janitor. That's where we met Charlie Schaefer and a guy whose dad was a janitor.
Yeah.
Tom and I were both janitors at Hallmark Cards. One of the funniest stories was we were Charlie Schaefer and myself and Tom. Of course, Kay was having sex with like a rabbit, but anyway, that's another story that's not to be mentioned. But, he was a janitor, but his dad was in charge of Costco or someplace else. And Tom, this is before we had I-435 that connected where Tom had previously lived at Junium. He lived out in Grandview, and he worked out at the DX. Janitor. We had a 12-pack of beer inside the refrigerator.
Okay.
And then we were janitors.
And then you went to Germany with the Air Force. You don't have to. I know.
No, I didn't. We went. We lived at the farmhouse, and where I was a janitor.
Yeah, and then you were.
Mom was teaching school in Lexington, Missouri.
Yeah.
As a farmer's wife.
I know, and then you wanted to make more money, so you signed up for the military.
Yeah, that, and I wanted to take care, care of my teeth a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay, how'd you meet Mom?
Uncle Tom and her, Tom Denzer and myself were helping her clean her house one Sunday afternoon. And
no, not Grandma, Mom.
Right.
You met her at the school, remember? And then you went to the house. Okay.
You know, her mother and I killed off a keg of beer.
That was after you met her at school, though. College.
Right, but it was only for an afternoon.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know it was the same timeline. Okay.
Yeah, it was the same timeline. So, yeah, we... Then we lived in the trailer where she made her own clothes. And
yeah. Do you have any favorite stories of Mom?
Besides drinking rum a lot.
What about the one when you guys visited the cathedral? And she got to touch some stone there.
Well, they went down to below the St. Peter's Cathedral, and I took care of their kids while then we actually went to the, what is the name of that place? Big place. It was, St. Peter's and St. Peter's Square. And
there you go.
And then we had mass along the side of the little chapels around the side of the church. And there were all these little ladies, from, found out you never get between somebody that's away from home when it's the first time they've ever been away from home. Yeah, never.
Do you want to do more, or are you too tired?
Oh, no, we're okay.
What other questions you want me to ask you? Family heritage. Where's your mom's family from?
Eudora, Kansas.
Okay, where's your grandpa's family from?
Bohemia.
No, he's that's from still grandma.
He's from the Dakotas, too.
Okay. I meant Grandpa Christensen. That's Sweden.
Yeah. And what was interesting about we met his side again on Facebook. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
And then my dad said my mother would take her up to Slope Park, and they have a boat pool where they would wade in the water. And
that's a nice.
And the little old Swedish ladies would the little Swedish ladies would sit down on the grass and talk about things from Sweden. And we would go to the library.
Oh, okay.
At Southeast Library.
Yeah.
Where I learned Dr. Seuss books.
Aw, yeah.
And we walk all the way up and back.
What traditions have been passed down? Coffee bread?
Hmm?
What? Remember this coffee bread we make every year?
Yeah, that might be the... for your little thingy bobber.
Oh, yeah, the folk dancing, too.
Yeah, folk dancing, the thingy bobber, and drinking beer with your grandmother.
Oh,
and
my God. What are our Swedish songs? That, do you remember any of them?
No.
No. Okay.
And you should remember the Swedish chef.
Yes, I know you remember the Swedish chef.
Yep, she met Marl.
I mean, that's it. Do you want to end this?
For now, okay. Yeah.